Hello, welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name is Estelle. I'm reading my own poem today. This is called Empty Promises. Emptiness pleads with me to listen, but I do not heed. I hunger to fill the time. Too much and not enough to digest. So I read about the social lives fed by light inside all I've ever known. Recent discoveries in botany that should have been realized long ago. Because apparently plants listen, consider, and decide, is it time? I try not to guess how much left until I take emptiness to bed. Too much and not enough. Nothing is coming for 29 hours fast, yet bitterly slow. I consume only minutes. It's the only way I'll know. Do I have a tumor? Is that why my glucose was low? Some fascist cells lost their power to trust, just all against all but their own. Pretended as well, some multicellular cucks give everything to mollify clones. But not enough. It will never be enough. My poor, deluded selves, do you know where food comes from? The sugar in our blood was made by beings of light, who committed to one home forever, bearing their arms to the sky and suffering our trespasses. They harvested the breath they gave us to offer us back in sacrifice. Eat this fruit. It is my body, and through you I will be reborn. Unconditional is my love for you, for everything you do is a part of me, making you, making me. Growl. My navel threatens. The circle will consume its center, but I don't listen to emptiness. I refuse. I think about last night's lentils, whose time in the sun became this thought, knowing they know their kin, that they recognize parents, children, cousins, and grow better when it's not just them. They hungered for community, but lived in row after row of identical twins. I don't want to pretend it as well, make peace with clones. It's them or us, and I don't have enough. If it's cancer, it will never be enough. Patriarchal and racialized monoculture and pesticides lining houses I can't buy with soundproof lies, and still I don't listen to emptiness. How do I hear through walls of shame? I nourish myself so poorly. Late teens, early 20s, swelling with spite and confidence. This earth wasn't me. I could go on for centuries. Only that theory which re-embodied. Only that practice which supported theory. Only that mind which was too gifted for mood stabilizers and antipsychotics to make livable. I starved amid abundance. Eventually gave up on knowing what I wanted. Now I want to give up trying not to know. Tell me what I owe. I'm listening. Emptiness says nothing. Still, I listen. As hunger burns my world, heat simmering up my chest, smoky in the back of my throat, it weighs heavy on my diaphragm, falling inward and rising as stars die twinkling on my skin. But there is no panic. There is no need. There is no tumor. Only the breathing sun illuminating void. Tomorrow morning I will eat. Empty promises. Enough. That was Empty Promises, written by me, Estelle. Thank you.